In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of the universe. You have enriched our lives with every good and perfect gift. You have commanded us to show your splendor to our children and to praise you with lives of love, justice, and joy. Be with us this night, revealing to us signs of your saving grace and love through your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. According to one research company, 6 billion text messages are sent every day in the United States, not including app-to-app messaging. That equates to over 2.2 trillion messages a year. Globally, 8.6 trillion text messages are sent each year. Digital marketing experts estimate that most Americans are exposed to around 4,000 to 10,000 ads each day. We live in a time in history when we are bombarded by so many messages. This past week, I was reflecting on how much life has changed for me since last Christmas. I would suppose that if you took stock of things too, you might discover that the same is true for you also. But I also started thinking about some of the most important messages that I've received this year. And they came from all kinds of messengers at all different points in time through many different experiences. One of the messages that stuck with me came from a dear friend who would regularly remind me to be human. Although he may not have intended for me to hear it that way, that invitation to be human always seemed to remind me to be more like Jesus, to live in my skin, to be incarnational, to feel what I was feeling, to be myself and to be okay with that, to do human things like rest and eat and laugh and cry. That wisdom to be human became an echo of grace. And that word sunk in deeply, and it helped me process the most beautiful moments of the year. It sunk in deeply and was with me in the midst of grief and sorrow. And now at Christmas, the message seems to reverberate as one of the most central messages of this particular night. We will hear in John's Gospel in just a little while the reminder that God's Word became flesh, became human, and dwelled among us. God, too, was human. And in God's humanity, Jesus experienced rest and heartache and overwhelm and the peace of being surrounded by his friends and life and death and life beyond death. Our humanity meets his tonight, and in turn, our humanity meets God's divinity. Through Christ, we experience resurrection, new life. Through Christ, where once things may have seemed hopeless, we can dare to hope. And where we feel unlovable, through Christ, we can remember that we're beloved. Another messenger this year was a friend who departed from our life together toward the end of summer. Many times before he left, he would say to me, "Don't fill the void, Jenny. Don't fill the void. Feel it. Let Christ fill it." In the overwhelming grief of his departure, this friend shared with me the message of Christmas, that God comes to fill the void. The void, or the emptiness that is just caused by being alive. Sometimes it's more pronounced than others, isn't it? Try as we may to fill it with food or drink or substance or stuff or even with other people, we cannot fill the void. But tonight we remember the good news that God comes in Jesus Christ to fill the void. On nights like tonight, through the beauty of song and the small taste of bread and wine, and the glow of candlelight, and the story of our faith reminds us that the void is filled in ways that we can see and touch and taste and feel and hear. Our hopes and fears of all the years are met in Jesus. That child in the manger filled the promise of that prophet Isaiah. The angels in the sky singing glory, bearing the message of peace and joy, filled those shepherds with awe and wonder. The shepherds bear the message of hope to Mary and Joseph, I am sure bringing them profound relief in the midst of their uncertainty about this child. Born to them in the most unusual of circumstances. This Christmas, I would invite you to ponder the messages and the messengers that have brought the gospel to life for you. In the midst of all of the noise and distraction, in the midst of all of your joy or sorrow, who brings Christ into your life? How does God break through to get you the news that you are redeemed and loved and treasured and free and full and whole and healed and alive? Where is there life and light? The prophet Isaiah declares, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." May you experience that great light through Christ Jesus, who is born again to you this night, but also every night and every day. May the message be loud and clear that love circles around you through Christ all of the time. That life is surely most possible, even in the face of death, through Christ. That the peace the angels declared is yours now in Christ. And may that peace of God, which surpasses all reason, all understanding, surround you as you leave this place. And may it be your message too.